The Art in the Park and Glacier Adventure Stewardship Exhibitions feature work by local artists and youth who spend time in one of the national parks surrounding Revelstoke, gaining inspiration for pieces that ultimately end up on display at the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. The Glacier Adventure Stewardship Program provides youth with a chance to become stewards of the land and spend time learning and practicing photography skills. Art in the Park began in 2008 and runs every 2 years. It gives artists a chance to immerse themselves in the inspiration found in our community's beautiful natural backyard. Both programs are run in collaboration with Parks Canada. This year, both Art in the Park and the Glacier Adventure Stewardship Program took place in Glacier National Park. Art in the Park features works by 11 artists, while the Glacier Adventure Stewardship Program displays the photography skills of 17 youth from Revelstoke Secondary School and Golden Secondary School. The Revelstoke Mountaineer was on location for the opening of the two exhibitions on Friday, October 26th, and had a chance to chat with new executive director Sarah Windsor, Art in the Park artists Kathy Auburn, Jess Leahy, and Claudia Bambi, as well as Glacier Adventure Stewardship Coordinator Leslie Hogg and Amy Schultz, a professional photographer who mentored youth taking part in the Glacier Adventure Stewardship Program. We asked Windsor to share her thoughts on the impact the two programs have had on Revelstoke's art scene.
What impact do you see them having on art and artists in Revelstoke?
So I think it's really the layers of the experience itself. It's not only the beautiful visual results that the artists present in the exhibit, it's the story that they tell about their experience in the parks, in the national parks, their reflection on the environment, on preserving nature, and their interpretation of that. So there's a really deep connection, not just to the artists, but to our surroundings as well.
Yeah. So I'm here with Leslie Hogg, who was the coordinator contracted by the North Columbia Environmental Society to help to coordinate the Glacier Adventure Stewardship Program trip with 17 youth from Golden and Revelstoke Secondary Schools. So Leslie, what was the selection process like for the youth?
Yeah, so all the students that participate in the GAS program, it's part of a larger initiative to get students involved in their community and become stewards of the land. So all the students that came on the trip had already contributed 15 hours of stewardship within their community. So this included bike trail maintenance, working at community gardens, volunteering with the local food initiative, all these sort of initiatives to kind of get back to the land before going on a trip.
Right. And so how do you think the students reacted to being on the trip?
It was pretty incredible to see them come together as a group. They really learned a lot about their peers and about themselves. And we had some pretty long hikes throughout the weekend, and it's just really neat to watch themselves challenge themselves both physically and mentally and just feel so rewarded to be in these places that they've never had the opportunity to go to before. So.
Yeah, and so we're also here with Amy Schultz, who is a professional photographer, and she volunteered to help the youth on their journey, and she's also edited some of the final photos that are on display here at the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. So Amy, what was it like working with the youth, and sort of what skills did you impart on for them, and what did you gain from them in terms of inspiration in terms of your photography?
First off, I feel honored to have been selected to be able to partake in this year's event. Previously, another photographer, Kip, he's a Revelstokian. He's done the event and has led the ways. So he's just retired from it, and Parks Canada had kindly approached me and asked if we'd be able to partake this year. So with discussions that came about with the actual event, the students have cameras from Parks Canada. So initially I had some introduction to photography, just gave an explanation, just got some interaction going, as well as some little exercises just to show how to use the cameras, general questions, any just fun pointers. And then with the hikes and being outdoors, the beautiful nature that we were surrounded in, the focus was to be able to go out and capture visually what you're then seeing. So when we come to the exhibit, you can then be showing their point of view for everyone to actually see the mountains if you're not able to physically get there yourself, or to inspire you to eventually get there. And with that, I had then received everyone's images to be able to actually sit and go through all of the pictures. It was amazing to see different perspectives, different creativeness, and actually the talent that is uprising in the photographic industry at such a young age.
Right, yeah, it's phenomenal, the work that's been created by the youth. So this is your first year volunteering. Is it something that, as a photographer, you would do again, just to see, you know, younger people getting into the photography industry?
I very much would. I've done a couple volunteering within the community, and I think it's a great way just to be able to encourage and lift other young comers who are going to be coming up into the industry, and also just inspiring other artists.
So we also have three artists who participated in Art in the Park this year. That saw a total of 11 artists taking part in a trip to Glacier National Park over the summer. So we've got Kathy Auburn, Jess Leahy, and Claudia Bambi. So Kathy, what was your experience like in terms of how you related your experience being in the park to the work that you created?
Well, I mean, I was so inspired. I take a lot of photographs, and I was always with my camera ready, and just ended up with all these beautiful images. And of course, I wished I could have got a little bit higher in the tops of the mountains. That's my goal now, to get fitter so I can go to the very tops of those peaks, or go in by helicopter so I can see them. But no, I loved it, and it just made me, you know, over the years I used to hike a lot in camp, and I've sort of let that slide, and I'm going to make it a priority, because it just, I went home just itching to paint. And you know, even now I've been asking Jess, she has a friend who took a stunning photo, could I paint that one? And, you know, I have thousands of pictures now that I just don't have enough hours to work on, because...
Right. And so, Claudia, listening to that, how did you get inspired, and how did you transform what you saw into your work, which I know is very vibrant, very colorful? So how did you take what you were seeing in nature and put that into the art that's, you know, so very vibrant?
I think the way my art comes out is more like a feeling. It's the feeling of like being so happy to be there. So what I portray has to be like, has to give the viewer a feeling of happiness, and just the colors and the faces in the mountain, or the little characters are just so like, they either look like they're so happy to be there, or they look like they're content, like, oh, I belong here, I'm in the right place at the right time, is what I want to bring in my art when I paint about mountains or my experience with Art in the Park.
And so, Jess, I know you're very active as well as being an artist, so did you draw from that in creating your art?
Well, it's a space that I go to often, so I was excited to go back through this space with other people. So I definitely wanted to go to this space because I pull a lot of inspiration, but where I really get my special stuff, the special drive from, is interactions with people. So for this, we're with a bunch of strangers for the most part, or a couple people in the community you already know. But for me, just those moments of sharing a place that I frequent with people who have never been there, and you go, it just gives a whole new element of magic to see it with fresh eyes. It just allows you to see it again brand new, because, you know, one girl, Tal, started crying as we started. We came over the shoulder of one of the mountains, and to see that, you know, when you've been here for 11 years, you don't cry when you come over the mountains because you've seen them 100 times, but to see that again, that's such a special moment to share with somebody, that it's not hard to start to pull these magic moments into your art, because they're all over, especially sharing with new people.
And so I'm not sure which one of you three wants to answer the question, but I'm just wondering, how much would you recommend going on this trip to another artist?
Oh, huge. 100%. Huge. 100%. 110.
Well, I was excited about the whole being up in the mountains and that sort of part of it, but I'd been a little kind of maybe concerned, or thinking, oh, I'm going to be with all these people I don't know. And truthfully, as much as the scenery was amazing and inspirational, the people, when I think about my week there, it was that I go away with inside me, that just, they were generous, talented, just such interesting people, and, you know, I've managed to keep in touch with a few, and it's, yeah, I would recommend anyone do it.
It's like, to go, it's like a workshop. Yeah. Where to get with 11 people that speak your language, often in town, especially in a small community, you come across one or two people that speak your language and you gravitate towards them, so to have somebody do that work for you and then get into this hut and spend 5 days with the people speaking your language, my art, like, I took so much for skill, for the paint you use, for the brushes you use, for how you get into the zone. Like, there's so much more than just the scenery in this program. It's the 5 days immersive with 11 artists.
Yeah.
The Art in the Park and Glacier Adventure Stewardship Exhibitions are on display at the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center until Friday, November 16th. The Arts Center is located at 320 Wilson Street and is open Tuesday through Saturday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. For the Revelstoke Mountaineer, I'm Melissa Jameson.